Hey y'all, good afternoon. I'm driving, so I won't look at the camera as often. But I wanted to talk about spirits today. It was a situation last week or a week before. I can't even remember, but the enemy will use any vessel, I mean any, that will allow him, invite him, or entertain him. See, some people know that they're being used and some don't. I mean, it is what it is. But if our discernment is sharp, we will recognize the spirit and we won't respond as the world does. See, the world says, clap back. I'm matching any energy. So how are we acting today? No, we won't be doing none of that. That was the old Sarita. We won't be doing none of that. Anyway, we should recognize the spirit, then bind up and loose the spirit. Pray for that person and go to our Father about that person. James 4, verse 7. We have to remember it is a spirit that's moving through them, as we do not fight against flesh and blood. Ephesians 6 and 12. Someone shared a story about herself and her daughter's deliverance, and I won't say names, but it really touched me. You know, it had me in tears. Anyway, they were going through deliverance, and you know, as they're going through the process, you know, the baby was, you know, calling her mommy, you know, and the mama was, you know, feeling away, and she wanted to intervene, you know. So the people that she was going through deliverance with, they told her, you know, close your eyes. And she was like, huh? She was like, yeah, close your eyes. So before she closed her eyes, she heard her baby. She seen her baby. But once she closed her eyes, she no longer heard her baby. She heard a demonic and distorted voice. So the enemy was playing on her hearing and playing on her vision. The enemy was attacking her and the baby. Yeah, crazy, right? I was thinking the same thing, like, for real. But, you know, that's how the enemy is. He'll use anybody he can to cause any ruckus he can. First Peter 5 and 8. Let's remember that the enemy is sneaky and manipulating. He doesn't care who he uses as long as he accomplished what he was trying to do in the first place. Cast out, bind up, and loose any spirit that isn't from God. Call on the Lord, because we can't do it in our own strength. Mark 10, 27. Lord, thank you for this word that you've given me. Lord, thank you for speaking through me and to me, to your people. Let the words that were spoken stick and stay. God, continue to use me. Y'all have a great day.